It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, buddy.
What kind of salad is that?
Lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, hard-boiled eggs, turkey, like, avocado.
Do you like mixed greens?
Sometimes. Or, this is romaine.
I like romaine, solid.
It depends on what I get, yeah.
Lettuce hearts, yeah. I just, the iceberg lettuce, I'm not a big fan of. Valerie doesn't like it.
I like to throw a little spinach so I can feel really good about myself.
Some fiber, yeah. I don't mind spinach. I have a hard time with an entire spinach salad.
Yeah,
I can eat it, but it's really leafy.
It's way easier just to cook it down to when it's nothing.
Yeah.
Pour some balsamic on there. Mm. Boom. Super veggie power.
Laura, can I have a bite?
Sure.
See? That's what I love about you. I knew you'd say yes. I don't want one. I love that you say yes.
Yeah.
Because I love when I ask. Scotty's grossed out. He's like totally like, I would never let anybody have a bite.
I don't think he would like this anyways, because there's avocado, there's hard-boiled eggs, there's...
I'm not a hard-boiled egg guy, but in a salad, I dig it.
Absolutely.
You don't like avocado, Scotty?
No.
It's green.
It's green. I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's delicious. How do you... You like Mexican food.
Yes, I do.
And you never get guac on anything? You never dip a chip in guac?
Just because of the color?
Did not like the taste, but the color... Something about the color. But I can eat spinach. I can eat
spinach.
Green beans.
Did you call it spinach?
It is spinach.
Spinach.
any of that stuff. But for some reason, I don't like the color of that.
That's weird. I get the texture if it's mushed up. Some people don't like mushy stuff. You know what I mean? But yeah. Oh God, I love guac, and I like it with a little. You throw some onions in there, some tomatoes too, a little bit. Yeah, absolutely. Mix it up. So anyway. Had a really good apple cranberry salad, by the way, yesterday at the Copper Door. That was phenomenal. So, you ever know you go to these places and the salad and it comes to you and it's got all
cheese on it?
No. I asked for no cheese and it's fine. But it comes to you with the salad dressing already on it, but it doesn't look like there's any dressing on it. And you go, is there dressing? Oh, yeah, there's dressing there. And then you eat it and you kind of go, did you put a tablespoon on this giant bowl?
I usually find they put just enough on it.
And they did yesterday. It was delicious, as it was. But I'm just saying, nothing worse than getting the little dabble do you on it. You know, you get a giant bowl, you know. Anyway, I love salads. Anyway, welcome everybody, Buzz 24/7. Tomorrow on the Buzz 24/7, the Archive Friday, we just loaded it up, so you'll hear it tomorrow at noontime. The full-on Laura J. Boyce jumping out of a plane back in 2006, part of the Laura J. Boyce 20th anniversary celebration, which we found out about today. So we're going to do tomorrow. So you can hear that. Fascinating. She sounds like a five-year-old.
Yeah, she does.
When you listen back, because I mean, I hear voices of when I play something back with me from.
Well, she's excited in that stage. I mean, she was jumping out of the plane.
Very much. Yeah, but anybody, though, Kelly, as you know.
Your voice changes. You get.
You hear your voice from years ago and you go, holy crap.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I don't know. It doesn't. But I remember when I first started on radio, before I was on your show, I was on with Crosby in the afternoons.
Right.
And Mike Ball in the mornings.
Yeah.
And. Doing those shows at the time, I couldn't wear headphones.
Yeah.
It freaked me out when I first started working in radio.
That's why I only wear one. I don't like to hear my voice.
To hear my voice, it was the strangest thing ever. And it took me a long time. I think I did 2 years with them before I got the job on The Buzz. And then when I got the job on The Buzz, you're like, you need headphones. And I'm like,
When Kate was little, you know, and we didn't have computers to run stuff. You had to, whatever you brought in to use the sound of and you would record, you would have to put on those carts, you know, the old carts, like it looks like an 8-track tape, right? And I had a recording, I don't know, I guess I was playing around with Caitlin when she was a baby and she laughed. And it was a really cool baby laugh. And I recorded it, you know, and it was so cool to be able to play it and listen to it. You know, I did it a few times on the air, but it was mostly for me. So that when Scotty had kids, you had kids first, right? Or did you have Chloe first?
I had Chloe first. Just a little bit.
She came early.
I was like, record them, like for yourself, record their voice so you can hear it.
I got a bunch of her files.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. And it's like, we didn't have that. You know what I mean? We didn't have that. And boy, oh boy, what a cool thing it is to hear all of, well, especially Scotty, because the kids did the movie reviews.
Yep.
So you have all that stuff. And then Laura has the stuff with Dylan and Parker and stuff like that. And,
but some of the things they say, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, I know. But
am I a bad parent?
When you hear your voice from years ago, It's astounding.
Yep.
You know, the do I have it here? Hold on. This is a sample of me when I was in high school. I was a sophomore in high school interviewing my grandfather. Listen to my listen to my kid voice.
Hello, I'm Greg Kretschmar, interviewing Romeo St. Laurent, former mayor and city councilman of Somersworth.
Listen to me.
I got an accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Where do you think you're from?
That's in New Hampshire.
Canada, clearly. When you hear my grandfather talk, I mean, what do you mean?
It doesn't sound like a Somersworth accent if they
what
have
What is
an
a Somersworth accent?
No, it sounds like
a New Hampshire accent to me.
It does, Kelly. I'm a kid. Yeah. In that time. It's the 70s.
Hello, I'm Greg Kretschmar, interviewing Romeo St. Laurent, former mayor and city councilman of Somersworth.
We're in his basement.
For Mrs. Carroll's fifth period class.
You don't even know what grade.
And first question.
Dude, I didn't give a shit. I didn't edit out anything. Once we started rolling, man, you know, I had this little tape recorder with a microphone. I held it up. My grandfather was nervous because he wasn't used to talking into tape players, right? You want an old accent?
How many years have you lived in Somersworth, Mr. St. Laurent?
I was born, brought up, always lived in Somersworth.
Where do you live right now? And how long have you lived in this house?
I live at 18 Fremont Street, and I lived here about 28 years.
Yeah.
You don't give out your address.
I know.
Then again, you don't ask somebody to say their address.
But you didn't. But back then, this was just for a teacher. Never meant to be on the air. I get a little misty-eyed hearing his voice.
I'm sure you do.
You know, because I remember it was yesterday. I remember the smells of his basement. I know his house by heart. He's been dead since like 1983. But when you hear yourself as a kid voice, holy shit, it's crazy. It's crazy. Do you have any recordings of you as a kid?
Not as a kid, just some CDQ stuff.
We didn't have them until you got into that. I mean, I did that as a high school thing, you know? So,
I know as a kid, because I called into WNNH, Oldies 99, every Friday night of my life.
Did he put you on the air?
Oh, I was on the air. Yeah, I get mad when he wouldn't. But he'd be like, Laura, if every Friday night I put you on the air. And I said, okay. So I'd have to wait. Sometimes in a night, he'd put me on like three times. I tried to change my voice, but he knew it was Laura from Hooks It.
But were you ever honest with him? Going, listen, dude, not a lot of people call him a show, so just shut up and blame me.
No,
Trust me. The little dinkweed station, no offense, but with a small station back then. Yeah, it was out of Henniker.
And I'd hit the, you know, play and record, whatever, to get it, to tape it. So I know. And I just got to find that box of old tapes because I'm sure I used to get so excited. And you know how many times I'd have to wait, like hoping he was going to play me next? I listened to his whole 4-hour show.
Scotty, do you
eight
think,
to midnight.
Because especially small town stations, it's the same callers all the time. Yeah. Do you think he'd roll his eyes and goes, this fucking kid.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
holy crap.
But he was nice to you, though.
Oh, he was wicked nice to me.
That's
good. And then, like,
that's nice.
So if my cousin Brandy called, she always wanted the... Look out. She wanted that one.
Last kiss.
The last kiss. My sister always wanted going to the chapel. So we all had.
Yeah.
We call him multiple times a night.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Every night or just
Friday nights? Just Friday nights. So Friday nights, all of our parents would get together and they'd play cards and play music.
Listen to you guys on the radio.
We'd be in the other room playing our own. We couldn't play bull S, we'd play bull crap. And play that version of the game, or we play 31 Scat, and we'd sleep over there like every Friday night. So all of us would get together and have our favorite songs to call in.
God, I called as an adult when I was working in radio. I was driving home from Boston one night. I was listening to a Boston talk station, and I think it was RKO. I think it was RKO, and I don't remember if it was Howie Carr, I don't know, Jerry Williams, I don't know, can't remember. All I know is they talked about a subject. I'm like, oh my God, this is freaking. I'm calling. And I was already a radio guy. You know what I mean? And I called. God, I was nervous. It was so stupid. I got really nervous even after I had been on the air for years. The fact that I was calling another radio station. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I said my name was Pete. So anyway. But
you lied. You lied.
Yeah. I did. I lie. That's what I do. all right. Did you do that? Did you have any recordings of you as a kid?
Well, I did a metal show on the Hesser College radio, but that was like just before I started getting involved with you guys and stuff. And I know there's a few videos out when mom and dad were, you would have a video camera out, but I don't think there's any early interviews like you had.
I think my dad might have recorded my first UNH show on tape, and I don't know if I have it or if he has it. I'd be horrified to hear it. You know what I mean? But anyway. Okay. Well, anyway, so there's that. We did save some What's the Buzz stuff to discuss with you this morning because we didn't get a chance to do it. So without any further ado, some of the stuff that we missed. Okay. Is that all right with you? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Just do it. Whatever it is, what it is. We're going to do it anyway. It doesn't really matter.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
Boys, are you buzzing?
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
It was you buzzing.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
Hello, Neil and Buzz.
What's the buzz?
Yeah. There you go. Just some of the stuff. You know, the headlines that get you, that grab your eyes, like this one. Woman in a 9-year sexual relationship with airplane says they've broken up, but they still remain friends.
Nice.
You know, obviously something's wrong, right? Something's, you know what I mean?
You're a smart
a
man.
Little off. A little bit. Or somebody is seriously looking for some type of attention. You know what I mean?
Search is underway, Greg, in New Jersey for a man who keeps harassing people while naked at an apartment complex.
Can't do that.
South Brunswick police say the incident started in the middle of the night when a man was donning only a ski mask. He would approach residents and touch himself. But now he's doing it in the daytime.
Ah.
And now the heat is on. They're going to find him.
He's not afforded the cover of night, Kelly.
No, I guess he just doesn't care anymore.
No, why should he? Why should he? It's just the headlines, man. Thank you.
Florida man punches guy for saying his Dodge Challenger is nice.
Did you hear? I saw the video on
compliment.
That. The guy rolls up alongside this car, Laura, and he gives the guy the thumbs up. Hey, your car is awesome. The guy cuts in front of him, cuts the guy off, gets out, goes over, punches the driver in the face, and the guy's going,
well, if you spent that type of money, you want it better than nice.
The guy's like, I said it was nice. It was like, I don't know what he thought. I don't know what he thought he was saying, you know? Let me ask you something. Somebody's coming at you. They jump out of their car. They're coming at you aggressively. They got like a baseball bat. They're coming at your car. Would you run them over? Would you hit them? Like, you are afraid.
Well, yeah, if you're afraid, go.
Would you punch the gas?
I
don't want
to
be
That's
Ryan Russman.
That's how you get out of it.
Hold on. I don't want to be Ryan Russman.
No reverse.
But hello, isn't it vehicular homicide? Hello. You're killing somebody.
I didn't say kill somebody. I didn't say kill them.
So you're just going to hurt him. On purpose, but
yes,
without...
Yes,
so do you know...
You know exactly
death.
How that works.
Do
yes.
you know your car well enough where you're going to hit somebody
right.
so they fall or hit somebody? See, that's what I mean. Would I?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I'd be freaked out if somebody got out of the car.
Yes.
But immediately,
yes.
you're going to go... So they came out of the car and, you know, yelling at you, and you used your vehicle
yes.
as a weapon.
If I was afraid, if I really thought, oh, my God, my wife and I are in danger, well, I'd punch the gas a little bit. Hit them, stop. I wouldn't run them over.
Okay, so
and just to give them the message, like, I will hit you. And if they keep coming.
I hate what you're saying right now I'm becoming Kelly Brown.
I can back up a little bit.
I agree with you.
I can back up after I do the little yep. lurch forward. I can back up a little bit, turn the wheel, and then scoot off to the right.
But he falls.
Assuming I cannot.
He falls and hits
go
his
reverse.
Head. And you've killed him. Killed
I was afraid. I was afraid.
I know.
It sucks. I remember hitting a fox and the ba-boomp under my feet sucked.
A little different.
But if. No, it made me sick to my stomach.
What was the sound?
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
And I really felt bad. And then finding the fur and the blood on my car after made me real ill. Mm-hmm. But if somebody's chasing me and I fear for my life, they might get a boom. No,
but what I'm saying to you is the situation that Greg is, he's totally right. You know, if you talk to any police, they say getting out of your car.
Stupid.
Takes it
dangerous.
Up like 5 or 6 steps. Sure. But you're using your vehicle. As a weapon.
Don't do it. I'm not saying
like
anybody.
Kelly, I'm fucking disgusted.
I didn't. I didn't say
smart.
Anybody
smart,
should
buddy.
Do it. But I fear that if it would happen, I would do that. I fear that. I don't want to do it.
Sounds
I don't
like
want to be
wrong.
In that situation. No, I'm not fantasizing that I want to do it. But I've thought about it. Don't you put yourself? Don't you think like what
Absolutely.
Would I do if? Of course, we all do that.
Absolutely.
Guy's coming at me. He's got a baseball bat. He takes a wick. He's hitting my car. I might just. Move it forward, bump the guy.
I know. I want to.
He falls and hits his head. Well, guess what? Don't fuck with me.
No, you
don't beat on my car with a baseball bat like you're going to hurt me.
Just kill the man with your vehicle.
The tough shit. Oh, he got out of his car and he's beating my car.
You got a pretty mouth, and that's going to make you very hard.
They're going to ask you, what was the reverse not working in your car?
When is, assume I can't. There's somebody behind me. I can't back up.
Okay, then you might have a case.
Okay.
No, he's. You're never going to have a case. And I hate this. I'm sick to my stomach because, you know what? I want to say, bump him. Teach him a lesson. Make it so when he wakes up the next day, he has to put a wooden leg on. And every day go over the fact that he got out of a car and made a major mistake.
Wooden legs are a thing of the past.
But I look at the world that we live in.
I'm sorry.
And you know, Greg, you bumped him.
Let's put some...
falls down, he hits his head. He's never the same. You lose millions of dollars.
All right, so a guy jumps up on stage and is getting ready to attack your lead singer. You're at a gig.
Yep.
He looks like he's got some sort of weapon, right?
Yeah.
So you're not going to knock that guy off the stage and onto the freaking pavement floor and not give a shit about him? Is that what you're telling me?
Absolutely. But I did
Are
not.
Are you going to do that or not?
You can't just get him in a headlock on the stage.
But I'm not using my vehicle.
You said you didn't know if he had a knife.
I said you think he has a knife.
I'm not using my vehicle.
My point is, these people that do these kind of things should start taking responsibility for their actions.
But I'm not using a vehicle.
Well,
a vehicle is—it's like I came at you with a pocket knife. You came with at a tank.
Well, you're that's all I had.
Okay, I understand.
I'm sorry. I don't want to do it. I hope God, my God, I hope it never happens to me. I probably in the real moment would not do it, but I fear that in that moment, out of fear, I would do it. You see what I'm saying?
No, I totally
it's not like
do.
I'm planning on doing it. It would be like, oh my God, I'd be freaking out. So what if I just freaked out? It could happen.
No.
People freak out. And it's all the person that's being the jackass, hitting your car, smashing your car, they're never the ones that are at fault for some real
reason. No, they're not
reason.
Because they were off their meds that day. Yeah. They have some reason.
Could
and
be.
Even if you do go to court and they win, you don't win anything because they didn't have any money. There's a million reasons. Welcome to America. Laura, you go on vacation a lot. You and the kids go down to the pool. You notice there's somebody sitting poolside.
She goes on vacation the same amount of time as you do.
No, but what I'm saying, she goes trips. Away. She goes away on trips and everything. You and the kids are swimming in the pool. You look over and you hear a very distinct sound. The sound of somebody clipping their toenails at the pool.
That little snip.
I hate that snip. Yeah, Andy used to do it next to me in the studio all the time.
What do you think? What do? You say anything?
I move my area away from it.
Okay.
You can't. People just put their towels out at 6 in the morning and 5 in the morning, and every towel and pool is
If I'm in the pool,
taken.
I'm moving to the farthest corner where I don't have to hear that snipping. I hate that sound more than...
Your chair is right next to his.
I'd pick up and move. And if there's no other chairs open, I don't care. I don't need a chair.
This woman posted a photo of her on vacation with her kids and said, and she's getting heat because she went online and said, some dirty pig is cutting your toenails about 15 feet away from me.
Yeah.
I can hear it, I can see it, and it's falling into the pool. Ew. How should I handle this?
Well, if it's falling in the pool now, I say something maybe to somebody.
Yeah, do
pool
this
pool attendant
gross.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Or him.
Did you see this? I was going through Facebook yesterday, I don't know, whatever, and I saw this picture taken of this dude, and I read the caption. And it was a guy who's apparently down on Hampton Beach at the base of the stairs going to the beach, okay, taking pictures of young girls. And the mom saw the guy and took a picture of him. You can see his face plain as day. It's in the middle of the day. She went and told the police, and the police says, taking pictures of girls with his phone, young girls. And the police said, ma'am, it's a public beach. There's nothing we can do about it. He's not breaking the law, which he is not. If you are in public, somebody can take pictures of people and
you're in
public. And so she posted his picture online. And I looked at the person and you know, Maddie attached that narrative to it, and you look at the guy and you go, "Oh yeah." And I'd have a problem with that as a parent. We'd have a little bit of a situation there. You know, I've been on the beach with my camera and seeing these adorable little kids playing in the sand, and I wanted to take a picture of them. I ain't taking no picture of no kid.
No.
You can't do it. You can't do it. I took a picture of a kid way far away on the beach from it with the sun behind in front behind them. So you just got a silhouette.
Their identity.
You'll never. I couldn't see it. I've done that, you know, but I've never shown anybody because I don't want anybody to say you took a picture of a kid. That's weird.
Yep.
So speaking of kids. A distraught mom has been left in a state of permanent confusion after the hospital staff mixed up her twins, leaving her unsure which baby is which.
Does it really matter at this point?
Her carefully chosen names of her twin girls well before they were born, but her best laid plans were turned upside down when her midwives pulled out the wrong baby first.
Well, what?
They're like 2 days old.
Yeah.
Does give them a name.
Really matter.
Right. Put some magic marker on their wrist so that you know that that one's Ellen and the other one's Jane.
Find a
and you're good to go.
Does there have to be one distinguishing characteristic at this age? I don't know.
The wrong baby came out first, and the first baby out is Delilah. The second baby is Azalea. And she wanted Azalea, so now it's like confusing for her. Hey, how about embrace the fact you have two healthy babies? Give them a couple of names and let's move on. No?
Yeah.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I would really look at it for like the first 2 or 3 months. Doesn't really matter.
Twin A was the smaller twin. She was the closest to the exit, and we're told Twin A was going to be coming out first regardless. When they pulled out the babies, they just flashed me back a quick little look, blah, 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 and they were swept off to the ICU. I don't know.
Count your blessings.
I don't see what you're getting. I can understand when they're like 10 or 11 because they've distinctively become Laura's Laura and stuff. But right now, they're too just
imagine
they're
another
pooping
Laura?
And eating.
Unbelievable.
Imagine two Lauras.
The stuff we get done in this building.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Couple more. I got another headline. Just a headline. Jogger left bloodied, dazed, and crying after getting mauled by a gang of blank. Fill in the blank. Jogger left bloody, dazed, and crying after getting mauled by a gang of blank. Now, I will tell you, they're wild animals.
Okay, and you did not use any keyword like a murder.
Yeah.
You didn't use...
Right. It's a gang of blank.
Do you know, like, group of hedgehog, I think, is called a pickle? Isn't that cute?
No.
Sorry.
That's
I did
weird.
Not know that.
I think...
Is it really called that?
I believe it is. Yeah.
Gang of rodents.
Gang of rodents. Okay.
Rats.
Rats. You going to go with rats or rodents? Rats.
Rats. Oh, rats.
Bloody, dazed, and crying Scotty after getting attacked by a gang
of
blank.
I'm going to go squirrels.
Squirrels.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's not a pickle. It's a prickle.
Oh.
Okay. It's all good. All right.
I thought it was like, I've always said
the correct answer, Laura, is not prickles or any of those things. It's otters.
Oh, they're cute. Hey, they kind of look like
holy crap. Look at this. Look at the pictures of this. Took place. Where was this?
Otters are cute.
Tanjung Aru Recreation in Sabah, which is, there you go, Malaysia. But packs of roving otters.
Yeah.
I mean, legit packs of them.
Keep an eye on
packs
them.
Packs of them.
Otterwise, you get hurt.
Otterwise. I like that, Kelly. I like that.
Nice.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we have. But today is Thursday, so we are not done with you, my friends. Not done at all.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed. If you're cooking on a budget.
Laura has worked very tirelessly.
Laura says that full price. That's just
to provide you with the sale information.
Saving you money is cool.
At the grocery store. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the market today. To let you know that our dairy aisle is a cool 16 degrees because Jim, the dairy manager, likes to see erect nipples. So swing on by and say hi to Jim, the dairy manager.
It is funny sometimes when you go to the grocery store and that mother or woman just ran in to grab something quickly out of that section and then she realizes it and then she does the old... One arm over over the thing, which is so unnatural because...
Laura, who's watching them the whole time?
I know, because I'm like, this is why women have to do that, is because of...
And then whatever they grab, they need two of it. So they're like, I'm going to say it here.
Do you know what's funny is I go, obviously,
titties,
to the grocery...
Titties are funny.
I go to the grocery store a lot. I do get cold in that certain area of Market Basket. I've never thought that I would have to put my arm up because I'm not thinking that anybody's looking. And the fact that you just went by play.
And then describe what a woman has to do. Yeah.
You don't think nobody's looking. You don't think that...
I'm there to do a job and it's called get my groceries. Not
they're there to do a job too. They're to stack cucumbers and get hard on. Watching the women come in there with their little sundresses
that
on.
That is not the job of the produce manager, okay? I will say. I will say, even as a grown man, I walk into my Market Basket, which I love, go there all the time. Yeah, I can't believe how cold it is. I'm really like, wow,
sometimes, yeah.
Super cold. Super
cold. I never think that people are watching.
All right. Well, Laura has...
Welcome to the real world.
Laura has what's on sale for you if you're going to shop and you want to save some money. And then she's got some recipe ideas for you. What do you got this week, Laura?
I'll give you, Greg, Market Basket has their pumpkin craze. Aldi's doing it too, but I know you shop at Market Basket a lot. So pumpkin craze, they have tons of stuff, but I
you
will
know
give...
I'm way far away from the pumpkin stuff now than I used to be. I was all into it.
But I will give you some good deals on some cereals. General Mills Pumpkin Spice Cheerios, your Kellogg's Pumpkin Spice.
Those are
spice.
The only ones I would take. Mm-hmm. And the Frosted Mini Wheats.
Yeah, okay. So they have Pumpkin Spice Frosted Flakes. They have Pumpkin Pie Mini Wheats, the Pumpkin Mini Wheats, and the Pumpkin Spice Special K, which I think you would do the Special K too.
I have in the past.
$2 for $6.
Okay.
Starting on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Kelly, your beer sales of the week. Lord Hobo, Smutty Nose Shed, Shipyard Pumpkinhead, $14.99 at Market Basket. And Hannaford has Kona Big Wave, $14.99.
All right.
Roadkill Sweet of the Week. At Shaw's, your Quaker Rice Cakes. Not the sweetest of sweet, but I know you're trying to cut back. So buy two, get two free. That's a pretty good deal. Yeah,
four for the price of two, Rudy.
Thank you, buddy.
Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week. If she heads over to Market Basket, if she has one of those good Market Baskets that have the whole area where they cook, the kitchen, they have fresh-made chicken tenders on sale, $5.99 a pound, which is great. And they have buffalo, barbecue glazed, and home style there at Market Basket. Hannaford, your sales end on Saturday. Whole chicken, 99 cents a pound. Boneless center cut pork chops, $1.99 a pound. Local Gulf of Maine all-natural Atlantic salmon, $7.99 a pound. Marinated sirloin steak tips, still $9.99 a pound. Green seedless grapes, $1.99 a pound. Fresh Express salad kits, two for $5. Your 85% lean ground turkey, two for $7. Bottom round roast, $4.99 a pound. Raspberries, two for $5. Cucumbers, two for $1. Butternut, buttercup, or acorn squash, 99 cents a pound is that time. Well, you can see a lot of your squashes coming in season. A lot of great recipes out there. Broccoli crowns, $1.49 a pound. Hannaford sliced bacon, $3.99. Thomas's English muffins, two for $5. And your Hannaford bar cheese, $1.67. Plus, your Cheetos Puffs, crunchy Fritos corn chips are two for $7. Now we'll go over to Aldi, where your sales began on Wednesday. Avocados, 79 cents each. Your California green grapes there, $1.29 a pound. New York Extra Fancy Gala apples, $1.89 for the 3-pound bag. Naval oranges, 3-pound bag for $2.99. Grape tomatoes, only $1.59. Mini cucumbers, $1.89. Your family pack chicken tenderloins, $2.29 a pound. Pork belly, great deal, $2.99 a pound. I am going to do something with
Never
pork belly.
Never made pork bellies at the house. I've had them. My nephew TJ at the Diverge restaurant, a kick-ass, unbelievable, but I've never made them.
I'll put pork belly in my fried rice that I do on the Black Zone, and then you stuff it back into a pineapple. It looks really pretty, and it tastes great. Grass-fed skirt steak at $5.99 a pound. And like I said, fall goodies. You can check out your flyer. The link is on my page for all your pumpkin spice stuff.
Whoa.
You have sliced loaf cake. You have your cake rolls, your apple cider donuts, your pumpkin spice, everything from bagels to whipped cream and more. Now we'll go to Shaw's. Your sales start on Friday. If you have the app, you can get these great deals. Beef eye of round, bottom round, top round, and bone and chuck roast, all $3.77 a pound. White potatoes and yellow onions, $1.97. Bless you.
Thank you.
Cooked shrimp or easy peel raw shrimp, $6.97. Cuties mandarins, $2.97. And your Rana fresh cut pasta, 97 cents each. Kellogg's cereal, Pop-Tarts, Nutri-Grain bars, and Rice Krispie treats, $1.97. And just so you know, Pop-Tarts now has a pumpkin Pop-Tart.
Whoa.
For the fall. Keebler sandwich crackers, your Utz potato or kettle chips tortillas, Bachman snacks and Cheez-Its, $2.27. Tillamook bar, sliced, shredded snack or cream cheese, $2.27. Red Baron or Screamin' Sicilian frozen pizzas, $4.47. And your Boda box wines, $17.99. Your Miller Lite, Coors Light, Budweiser and Bud Light, $11.99 for your 18-pack with your digital rebate. Other deals at Shaw's. Tote bag apples, only 99 cents a pound. Now you have your Purdue roaster chickens, which are great. Plus your Signature Farms chicken drumstick thighs or leg quarters, only 99 cents a pound. Progresso soups, buy two, get two free. Your Hood ice cream novelties or your Brigham's ice cream, two for $6. Poland Springs or Dasani water, 24 packs, $3.99. Starbucks coffee bags or K-cups, $6.99. Your Entenmann's full line of tons of desserts that Entenmann's has, buy one, get one free. Your brownies, blondies, and brookies at the bakery at Shaw's, $3.99 when you buy two. Chobani Greek yogurt, 10 for $10. Your Thomas's muffin tops, toaster cakes, and mini bagels, buy one, get one free. Tons of buy one, get one free deals at Shaw's this week. Now we head over to Market Basket where your sales start on Sunday. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.49 a pound. Your fresh pasta there, two for $4. Your Progresso soup, also sale at Market Basket, two for $3. Your Santitas tortilla chips, usually I think it's $2 for the bag. Yeah. 99 cents this week.
Ooh,
starting on Sunday. They have three different varieties. Your Nabisco premium saltines, two for $5. Honeycrisp apples, $1.49 a pound. Yellow potatoes, $2.49 for the 5-pound bag. Fresh Express spinach, Kelly, on sale, two for $3.
Ooh, that is a good deal. I just bought some this week.
Well, you'll get some more on Sunday if you want. Seedless green grapes, $1.99 a pound. Skippy peanut butter, two for $5. Last week it was Jif. Skippy this week. Plus, they're having a Shady Brook Farms meat sale. So if you like your ground turkey, you like your turkey meatballs, the sausage, the patties, all that from Shady Brook Farms is on sale at Market Basket. All the prices are linked on my page. Mrs. Bud's original chicken pie, not the frozen one, with the peas and carrots, only $5.99. Purdue breaded chicken, including Kayla's Dino Nugs and those kind of things. Eight varieties, two for $5. Nugs. And your Purdue grilled shortcuts of chicken, six varieties, two for $6. Now, food this week, I think I told you guys Tuesday what felt like a cooking day for me. So I made, Kayla had always been telling me about these famous bowls that I had never tried, but told me what was in them. So I did a KFC chicken and mashed bowls, which I use, you know, I fried some chicken.
Go wrong with that, man. That sounds good.
I added some corn, cream corn, and then some mashed potatoes on top, baked that sucker up and added gravy. So that recipe is up there. And then for football season, I saw this picture and was so excited. They're fried jalapeno chips with brie and a honey drizzle with crushed red peppers. They look so awesome. Can't wait to make them this weekend.
Okay. The brie with that.
I know you don't like the brie.
But it's all good, though. All good.
Brie's so-so for me, too. Goat, that's the only cheese I really don't like. Brie, sometimes it hits me right.
You go after Kelly now?
Is it brie or is it goat? No, goat I don't like.
You don't like goat. But brie,
I
you should like.
Brie.
Brie is what you bake. And you sometimes they put fruit on top, and then when you put your cracker into it, it's melty in the middle and hard on the outside. No,
that's what
if I make the extra chips, I'll bring you in some.
All right, well there you go, everybody. You can check all of that out at Laura's page. She writes it all down for you. All right, so nicely done, Laura. Enjoy the day, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow morning at 5:30 right here on the Buzz.